This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
You've got passes to the Desert Rose Playhouse. Check out all the details at DesertRosePlayhouse.org. You've got a gift certificate for Maraca's Mexican Cantina and Grill.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maraca's.
Check it all out at Maraca's-restaurant.com. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Every Saturday, Mimosa Men, the all-male strip show at noon. Every Sunday, the bitchiest brunch, usually two shows, 12 p.m. and 2:30, some exceptions. American Idol's pianist Michael Orland, the first Thursday of the month, with some exceptions. And the Last Laugh Wednesdays with Max Mitchell. Last Wednesdays of the month. Various headliners and local comedians. All event tickets at OscarsCabaret.com. You've got a $50 gift certificate from Peaks at the top of the tram. They're open again. Details at PSTramway.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful presents go to one person. Let's see. Cher doesn't have children. Lalo doesn't have children. Steve doesn't have children. So we'll use my three. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, I'll mail everything out to you. Okay, we started traveling with Lalo Tachikin, and we traveled spiritually. And then we got in our RV with Cher Lickman. So now, let's go to New York. I want to go to New York.
Let's go to New York? What a segue was that?
I'm ready. I want to see this. I love New York. I'm worried about New York. Steve Canola's in the house from
ACT Tours, and let's see if you get past Desert Hot Springs.
Oh, I know. New York's having terrible crime. We're so blessed where we live.
Yes, we are.
We talk about that a lot. But a lot of the big cities in the East are having a lot of crime issues. And be supportive of your police and your fire and your first responders. Do the right thing. My prayer is do the things that are right, not the things that are easy. You like that, Steve?
Or the people who are easy.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, safe. Gypsy. Let me report to you all, Joey pals, that Steve Canold's free travel club of the desert meeting last week, a week ago, the first week of October.
Wasn't that good?
Was fabulous. Miss Lainey Kazan captivated, standing room only. 300 people?
Thanks to Joey English Productions, The appearance of Lainey Kazan came, and she told us a bit about her journey, and boy, does that expand about five decades.
Yes. Still working. Getting ready to do My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
And she gave me a personalized CD of one of her albums, and you know, she's...
We say albums still, don't we?
Well, CDs. Sure.
But we say...
I think so do the young...
I think so. They're coming back.
Or do they
vinyl,
say discs?
Vinyl's coming back.
Anyway, she sounds great, and she is a lovely personality. Lovely-looking lady, too.
Yes. Her picture... We'll put her picture up with Steve.
That's yeah, make sure I'm in there.
I will. You and
Beauty
Lalo.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, I want to go to theater in New York. 7 days.
I was on the phone last week talking and lining up the shows.
Oh.
And
it's
tenuous. It's a very fluid situation because shows open and close, but especially now because of the virus. But we got some nice things coming up. And
it's next April, Joey Bell.
It's always in April, just before the Tony Awards. And we've got some good ones lined up. I want to see Moulin Rouge, which won Best Musical.
1995.
That's for one week at the Times Square Crown Plaza.
Which is wonderful. You walk to all the theaters.
It's all within walking distance. and full breakfast every day.
Yes.
And you either have mezzanine, front mezzanine, or orchestra seats for these productions. We've had them all. You know, it cost $600 to go see Hamilton. That was part of our program a couple of years ago before anybody heard of it.
Yes.
So we always get on the cutting edge of theater.
And what I like about what you did, because we didn't go last year, we went the year before, 2019, but you don't pick the shows until you see what's available right up to the time we leave.
And that's what I was talking to our inside person on Broadway. There's several, you know, we usually have like three musicals, one comedy, and a drama. You've seen them.
Wonderful.
Yes, and so we're looking at Plaza Suite with Matthew Broderick and his wife, who's the gal?
Jessica.
And also we're looking at, of course, Moulin Rouge. We're looking at Tina, which was supposed to be. Well, at your age, isn't that a bit noisy for you?
No, thank you very much. I saw The Temptations last when you took me there before.
Yeah, but that Tina was Turner. Is
but
all
I followed
energy.
Tina Turner. Why did I follow? Where was I? In Dallas, Texas, into the Fairmont Hotel, into their showroom. She was headlining this, probably the 70s.
She knows how to put on a
show. Oh, and what legs.
And we're looking at Mrs. Doubtfire, which is one of the comedies. We're also looking, you know, the drama, they have American Buffalo, which is David Mamet play.
I don't know about
that. Oh, it's great. And but they're also, they just announced today that Daniel Craig will be performing Macbeth. And that's one of Shakespeare's shortest plays, but the acting ought to be good because he's playing with another star. So we're looking at all of these different...
So we get five shows.
Five shows, orchestra or mezzanine seats, front mezzanine, and...
daily breakfast. Now, are we doing our own airfare again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because arranging a group, because people come from all over for that show. You know, we had, before they canceled it, 178 people. But that's... It's none...
It's
what's
not
the word I'm looking for?
It's doesn't not make an any, issue anymore.
Not an issue, not when you have... So many people are thankful to use their frequent flyer miles, and
that's
some people
right.
want to stay later. They want to arrive earlier.
Now tell me, because you can put down a deposit, how does that work to secure your space?
Well, you put down a deposit, and...
how much?
Oh, I think it's $300. And then, in fact, it's on the form that I brought you.
Okay.
And then I think another $500 at the end of December. And then you're in like Flint because we don't collect until 60 days out. So, but it's been very popular for a reason. We don't take you to see the same old...
No, Lion King.
Lion King. And some woman asked, and she said, now, I want to see Harry Potter. And I just don't think that would appeal to a lot of our clients.
No.
So we're looking.
How many people can you take?
The entire Coachella Valley. No, somebody, they always ask that, how many people are going? And I say, as many as I can get, I'm in business.
Right.
But to a certain extent, if it's overcrowded.
Well, you only have so many.
But
there's
not a bus tour, so we're not going to be going on and off buses. You're nesting at the Crown Plaza. They have a concierge so that if you wanted to go and see the Statue of Liberty or you wanted to go up north, you can do all of that because you will have time off between these shows to play. That's just one of ours.
Okay, let me turn the page. What else?
Well, we have our day tours. They're all posted on ACT. But then we also have these coming up, which I wanted to share with our listeners.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, sir.
God.
My deep voice.
So we have, one of the guests at the last one, as you recall at our meeting, was a representative of Mayflower Tours.
Yes.
And they are working in conjunction with ACT, America's Music Cities. This goes from Nashville all the way to New Orleans, and it includes 11 meals, 7 breakfasts, 1 lunch, 3 dinners. two nights at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel, also front, you know, seats to see the
Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you. God, Mensch is a bitch. The Country Music Hall of Fame. And we also do, of course, Graceland on the way to New Orleans and Memphis and the B.B. King Museum and the Delta
when
Blues
is that,
Museum.
Dear?
All of this stuff, and this is a great trend. We have a paddle wheel boat on the Mississippi River.
A showboat.
Showboat. And look at the, we have the mansions of
Tara.
The South. Yeah, Civil War sites. That trip is next May 20th. It's 8 days to the 27th. And we're taking $125 off the price. So it's normally $2,700. It's $25.
How do you get there? Where do you start from?
Nashville.
But I mean, how do you get to Nashville?
ACT is arranging flights from Palm Springs. If you recall, a couple months ago, one of our guests was the director of the airport in Palm Springs. They're having nonstop flights to from Palm Springs.
Things to Nashville.
So that will be announced. And we're also doing one of Eastern Canada, which is nice. It ends in Niagara Falls. All of these are posted at act-tours.com. And then we have a couple of cruises that I'd like to mention.
Oh, I love that's my favorite thing.
At your age. And, well, those buffets.
Yes.
This one is the Adriatic and Mediterranean Tapestry. This is next year at this time, October 27th to November 6th. It's 11 days. And it goes from Venice. You start with two nights at a hotel in Venice.
Uh-huh.
It goes to Split, Croatia, Bari, Italy, Corfu, Greece, Messina, Italy. That's
Messina,
Sicily, of
yes.
course. Naples. It's a hopping off point to my favorite island in the Mediterranean, Capri.
Oh.
And it ends in Rome. So you have all of that, and it's $24.95, including airfare. Isn't that nice? That's a Royal Caribbean program.
Yes.
Then we have this one, which I think is very interesting. It's Tracing Western Civilization. It's a luxury cruise. This one features five-star hotels in Athens before and after the cruise. And you go to Greece, Turkey, Rhodes, Cyprus.
Gee whiz.
And this is the kicker, both Egypt and Israel. It's the only cruise I know that goes to both of those countries in 1 7-night experience. So you're going to see three of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Yes.
And you're going to have a full 12 hours.
Name the three. The Colossus at Rhodes.
The Colossus of Rhodes, of course, the pyramids.
Oh, yes. Okay. So
and you're going to Ephesus, which Ephesus is where Cleopatra and Antony honeymooned. This is next to Ephesus on the way is the Temple of Artemis, which is another one of the wonders of the world.
Is that it? Okay. How much is that?
$19.95.
Including air? No.
Not including air. It's not out yet because it's in November of next year.
Okay.
But you can always figure around $800.
Can you give me a couple of quick ideas in the 3 minutes we have left for holiday gifts of tours locally, because Christmas is going to be different this year with the blockade running.
You know, here's a gift idea, and it's a mini vacation. It's 5 days. I call it San Diego New Year's, and you get for this city tour of San Diego, harbor cruise of San Diego Bay, tour of Coronado Island, the Hotel
lovely.
Del Coronado with all the Christmas
I love that
decorations.
Place.
New Year's Eve party and dinner, SeaWorld or San Diego Zoo with the USS Midway Museum. This is
that's
from
wonderful.
Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley, Palm Desert, to and from San Diego, and breakfast every day. It's and that dinner. I think you also have lunch. Anyway, this
over New Year's.
Over New Year's, it's 5 days. It's $14.95. And including transfers and everything, two dinners and four full breakfasts. That's a great trip, and it's local, no passport required.
Oh,
and music and dancing to the New York when they drop the ball. So it's like 9 o'clock. But if you want to stay until midnight, our time, you can do that.
That's a lovely idea.
So that's
people who don't want their families moved away and a couple just
round
want
trip
to go.
Transfers, yes. And you can, you know, it's just, but it's filled with all of these tours, and you have free time.
In the time we have left, do you have any idea of what the giant overview is for travel? Airplanes, trains, camels, boats, vaccinations required.
Did you say camels?
Yeah, I loved it when you took me on the camels.
Okay. Some of our listeners are probably opening their left eye and saying...
Yes, and I love the Egyptian trains, but that's another story. They're different.
Oh, those conductors.
Oh, did I tell you that one of the... stop. One of the questions on Jeopardy, I did tell you, last week was about the Copper Canyon in Mexico. It wasn't Final Jeopardy, but I got it right.
Did you? Yes. I think it has something to do with Cobre Canyon or something.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it means...
ACT-tours.com 3221247.
I just want to say that people are traveling. We just had two groups return from Africa. We had a group return from Egypt on last Thursday. A group came back from our Panama Canal program.
Wonderful.
So, you know, it's not over, folks.
Don't live afraid. Thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate the invitation. And
pay attention when it's time, the first week in November, for that free travel club. That's wonderful. Everything's up on act-tours.com.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, dear Steve. Here comes the last installment, the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs. PalmSpringsCA.gov.
Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is operating 7 days a week, and walk-in tickets are now available. Check it all out at PSTramway.com. Palm Springs Art Museum is open Thursday through Sunday. Tickets must be secured in advance at PSMuseum.org. There are 5 exhibitions currently on view, including one featuring monumental drawings by artist Robert Longo. The Architecture and Design Center will reopen in September with the exhibition, The Modern Chair. The outdoor Faye Sawakowski Sculpture Garden in Palm Desert is now open to the public every day from sunrise to sunset. Check it all out at psmuseum.org. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters says, due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs Cultural Center is reinstituting its mask policy. All attendees, regardless of vaccination status, are required to socially distance and mask up. We would also like to note we have invested in 2 new aerosol guns, which we will be using between screenings to sanitize the theater. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org.
Joey Pals, if you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.
Okay, Joey Pals, we had such a good time today. Let's do it again next week. Nigel and I will be right here waiting for you. Until then, be well and all the best.